So next thing I know, I'm doing it again and again and again. In the 10 days, I was addicted to doing it. So people around me know, I'll look at them, and I have other ways of doing it now too. Like I have phrases I'll use. It's giving yourself transformational vocabulary for the feelings you're having. And by transforming the vocabulary, you transform the experience. Because when I say this pees me, it literally changes the sensation and experience that I'm having in that moment. How many follow this? Say aye. Now, when I first created this, I started thinking, this is so simple. I mean, you could change somebody's entire life just by changing their vocabulary. Not their whole vocabulary, just the words they use for the emotions they have. And I thought, this is overly simplistic, but then I experienced it. So then a few days later, after I did this 10-day trial, I saw one of my trainers, his name was Bob, and I was explaining this to him. And at the end of explaining this to him, he said, oh my God, I got a story to back you up. He said, I can tell you something you're gonna find interesting. I said, what's that? He goes, I can so relate to your stress, because we've both been on the road for a long time. He said, you know how much I love to come home and watch my sports? I said, yeah, he's the only man I know who knows how to run his VCR. So like, he can be gone for 2 weeks, it's perfectly programmed, he manages not to hear the scores and stuff, he's weird. So the bottom line is he had this little apartment, this little house apartment, like one bedroom apartment, on the beach in Malibu, California. And it's a really tiny, neat place for he and his wife. And so it was perfect. It's small. He doesn't need something big. It's intimate right on the beach. But then his daughter called up and wanted to come visit for a day or two, and she stayed for 6 weeks. And then while he was gone, she brought over 5 friends in this little tiny place. So when he came home, he was tired and exhausted. He wanted his peace and quiet and space. There were all these people here, so he was already unhappy, and he was tired. He said, so he came in, he said he was near his wits' end, and he asked them please to give him his space. And he sat down on his couch, pulled out his little clicker, turned the TV, clicked on his VCR, which he can do without moving, and pushed on to watch whatever sport it was. I don't remember what it was. And he said, as he went to go do it, the light was flashing, beep, 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 beep. He went berserk. Berserk. He exploded, and he looked at his daughter, who was 23 years old, and called her every four-letter word in the book, blah, 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 blah. She immediately bursts into tears, storms out of the room, and his wife comes in, she witnesses this, and his wife starts laughing hysterically. Hysterically. Because she thinks he's doing a pattern interrupt. He wished he was doing a pattern interrupt. And when she realized it was real, she was aghast. She could not believe it. She said, Bob, you've never spoken to her like that ever. In 23 years, he had never raised his voice to his daughter, and he had never used a four-letter word in her presence. And so she said, I don't understand this. She goes, I don't understand. He kept saying, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed by all this stuff. I just feel so overwhelmed. And his wife said something. It was brilliant. She said, honey, she goes, I've never heard you use that word before. Overwhelmed. That's not your word. That's your daughter's word. That's the word she does when she goes berserk. And she looked at him and she goes, and you're acting just like she does when she goes in that state. And I thought, wow. I understood the whole thing. His daughter, for many years, she was the nanny to my children. And his daughter, honestly, was one of the most angelic young women you can imagine in your life. I mean, so loving, the nicest person you can imagine. Nothing bothered her, whatever she could do. But she lived with us for 2 years, so I got to know her really well. And I'll tell you, about every 3 months, not every month, every 3 months, she became the exorcist for a day. And along with it, she would go, overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed. That was the exact word she used. I got chills when I heard it because I remember that exact state. And I thought, if you adopt someone else's language patterns and with the tone they use, do you also adapt their emotional patterns? Do you adopt them as well? And the answer is yes. And many people say, well, you're just like your father. You'll find that they adopted their father's language patterns is one of the things they've done or their mother's. And with it, they've adopted the emotional pattern that comes with that language. Fascinating.